Well, when did the Dodge? How long were you living here before the Dodge to start?
Well, I hadn't been here much. I come out here. Well, 6 months, I guess. I'd been out there around over on there working little jobs.
Oh, I'm not sure he's taking it.
No. Go ahead, sit in. Grandma came with the Dodge then, when they first came?
Yeah.
Now, she was how old then?
Yeah, I don't remember that, but I worked there about... I guess a year and a half, maybe something like that. She come 18 and we got married.
Yeah.
They married at Granger, Texas. You know
in Granger, yeah, I've been to Granger.
You know, yeah. Glenn Payne was born at Round Rock.
I didn't know that.
He was. And I had an uncle and aunt that lived at Georgetown, and I took Grandma over to see them one time, and she tried to find the records where they married,
yeah.
And the courthouse had burned, and... they couldn't find them.
So we don't know if they're married, really.
No, we don't know.
They may have been putting us on all these years.
Might have been in common law.
When was it that you went down to Galveston, you know, after the flood?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
Didn't you go down there?
I didn't go down there. I went out to the Granger. There were no railroad man that I got acquainted with. Anyway, he'd been on the railroad there, on the local, you know, to Granger. And he was telling me about it, and I said, well, I believe I'll go down there. And he said, well, I'll meet me out here in the morning. He said, I'll carry you down there. I went out there the next morning, and he was there. He was ready to carry me. He said, I'll carry you down there. And I said, well, well, I had a scale there. I said, you said that over on Connell Lake. Big pond between you and the land down there. He said, yeah. He said, you got to go across there over half a mile, I believe it's something like a half a mile. We got a floating bridge across there, you know, train running. I told him, no, I said, just leave me over on this side. I said, I ain't going.
See, Dan, R.C. and I have been... Grandpa, what was it? Where was it the finest in Monroe lived? Was it Dry Creek?
Drytown.
Yeah. We went to Drytown one time, took Jimmy and Betty in finest in Monroe. Now, Monroe's the one that said, you know, he tied a string around his neck, and he's the one that was kind of off. You know, he drank poison whiskey when he was little,
yeah.
And he lost his mind, and he said, and that day he had a string tied around his neck, and we said, why have you got a string? He says, Finest and Finest is dying, you know, we never did see Finest, because they was in a nursing home, you know,
yeah.
And they wouldn't let us see Finest, and the mother says, well, that keeps the lunatics out of my head.
Oh, the string did?
Yeah, and there's a dirty string around his neck. And then,
maybe it
and
helps
then the last time we went, we saw Aunt Belle. That was some. And when she found out that R.C. was Nicholas's, she said, I'm going to kiss you. She said, I haven't seen Nicholas in so long, I thought he was dead. And she was 90. How old was she, Grandpa?
101.
Belle.
Oh, she's 101 when she died.
101.
And she's the sweetest old thing you ever seen. And they're so good to her. And we didn't, R.C. didn't know see Mama was with us. And I had R.C., I made him go by there. I said, R.C., we ought to go while we're up here in Melbourne. We ought to hunt to Aunt Belle up. And he said, what's her last name? I don't know. And do you know what her last name? Brooks. And we went to the nursing home. We stopped in town and asked them where the nursing home was.
Okay.
And we went there and didn't know who we was looking for. We'd never seen her before in our life. Yeah, we had we'd seen her one time several years ago when we went to Arkansas. And so the nurse, it was 3 o'clock, and it's time for them to change shear. And they were so glad to see our son. And the nurse said, "Isn't he good looking?" And I said, "Yeah." And Bill said, "You sure are old." She told me that, you know.
Okay.
And I said, "Yes, and
well, I'm older."
She's 101.
Yeah, and she's 101. And she said, "And so you're next to
the sign."
And he said, and she said, she told me, said, "Will you kiss Nick for me?"
That pumpkin pie goes
that's
good.
That's the last one. And when I come home, I kiss Grandpa.
That's good.
More about this play then.
Grandpa, you don't... Grandpa, don't forget about the coconut pie over there.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'll see that.
Surprise.